Good morning from Los Cabos in Mexico. I think it's morning. We're broadcasting around the clock, and with the time difference between the UK and here, it's very difficult to know what time of day it is. But I think it's morning. It's day two of the G20 summit in Mexico. Another day in paradise, unless you're Spanish or Greek, it seems, because as the final day of the G20 summit gets underway, the leaders of the world's largest economies plan to portray themselves as united as they put forward a plan to boost growth and job creation and repair the global economy. On Monday, less than 12 hours after the Greek election, and there was a sense of some relief after that Greek election that the country may be spared an immediate exit from the euro, we've lurched back into a sense of crisis again, because it's fears about Spain today that are driving the economy's borrowing cost dangerously close to the level where Spain will need a bailout. So we've gone from crisis to relief to a sense of crisis again. Let's see what the draft communique will say. I've got it in front of me. A statement has got language which seems to be aimed at easing those fears over Spain and reassuring investors that Spain won't end up eating the costs of the rescue package to Spain's banks that was announced this month. Some of the lines to pick out from the draft communique: Euro area members of the G20 will take all necessary policy measures to safeguard the integrity and stability of the euro area and break the feedback loop between sovereigns and banks. Also, the draft communique putting the G20 on the side of those who have been arguing for a focus on job creation through government spending instead of cutbacks and austerity, the plans proposed by the likes of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. So let's see in the hours ahead whether the markets like that draft communique, whether they like what the G20 is saying, and whether they think the proposals put forward in the final communique, which we released later today, really do offer a solution to the problems facing the global markets.